Justin Kirk, born and raised in Macomb County, shaped by the same working class values, faith, and grit that define the community he's proud to call home, still calls home, still lives in Macomb. And I'm glad he's a listener and his people are listeners, and they've called in and said, we ought to get to know Justin Kirk, who's running for the soon-to-be-vacated John James seat in Congress. Justin Kirk is running as a Republican in the 10th District. Justin, nice meeting you. It's Paul W.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for having me on. And that was a great introduction, a great summation. I appreciate that. You know, you've been a staple on the airwaves my entire life. So it's an honor, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, very nice of you to say, Justin. Just tell my listeners, they're the most important ones right now, the ones that have to make some decisions. Tell them why you're running.
Well, Paul, I think it's time to bring some Macomb County values to Washington, D.C. You know, my whole life I've lived in this county and been represented by people who are not from here. You know, they're from Oakland County, and the district is 90% Macomb County. So they don't know what it's like to grow up here. And when I think of Macomb County, I think of my father, who's a successful attorney. He worked his way through school working on the back of a garbage truck in Macomb County. You know, he's built a successful business. And so that's what I mean. It's about Macomb County values. It's inherent. It's hard work earning what you get. And really, it boils down to common sense, really.
So what would you say, Justin Kirk, would be the most important issues facing the 10th District?
Well, you know, our defense industry is always one that comes to mind. You know, Selfridge is obviously a huge part of the 10th District here. It employs 6,000 people on the base, supports 30,000 jobs statewide, and almost $1 billion in economic impact to the state of Michigan. A lot of that's localized in the district. And, you know, I think even Governor Whitmer understands the importance of Selfridge Air National Guard Base. It's a bipartisan issue. There's few left today. You know, we have to look to the future, how we can keep it relevant moving forward. The F-15EX program is a great start, but it's not an end point. We have to continue iterating. And I don't think we can forget the Mountain Road Corridor, which is one of the largest concentrations of ground combat defense manufacturing in the United States. And over 200 defense contractors and subsidiaries that work there. We have to think of ways to attract new businesses, more businesses, grow the ones that are existing in the district. And that goes along with supporting national defense, which is an issue I'll focus on in Congress. A second one would be, you know, $1 billion of fraud that we've seen. You know, in 2024, Medicare reported $54 billion in improper payments. Medicaid reported $31 billion in improper payments. That's almost the entirety of the state of Michigan's budget in improper payments. You know, that's not the potential fraud we've seen in California or Minnesota. Those are just what Medicare and Medicaid report themselves. And I think that is wholly irresponsible. You know, Elon Musk, when he ran Doge, which I love the idea of, said that he thought that 10% of our $7.1 trillion budget was potentially lost to fraud. I mean, $700 billion, that's every single year. So that cannot be allowed to continue, and is something I'm going to work hard to root out in Congress. And lastly, I think...
Go ahead. No, you go. I thought you paused. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Oh, I appreciate it. One last topic I want to hit on is jobs. You know, I think the administration's focused on this. I was with J.D. Vance last Tuesday when he came to the state, which shows that the administration is acutely focused on this. You know, Macomb County and the surrounding area was the beating heart of the arsenal of democracy in World War II, with the Sherman tanks built at the Detroit Arsenal and the bombers rolling off the assembly line at Willow Run. So I know the Trump administration's focused on onshoring manufacturing, you know, making it fair for American companies and American workers. And I want to help President Trump bring these jobs back, because in the district here, we know how to build things right and build things well.
Justin Kirk, running for Congress as a Republican in the 10th District, earned his degree from the University of Michigan and his law degree from Michigan State University College of Law, building a respected legal career. It sounds like following in your dad's footsteps, which is great. And you mentioned President Trump. Do you support President Trump's agenda?
Of course, I do. I think President Trump has worked hard for the American people. I think he continues to do so, as you see with J.D. Vance's visit, that he's focused on the Midwest manufacturing jobs. And, you know, if you just look at the border issue, I think in his first year, they deported over 400,000 criminal legal aliens. 55,000 of those, which is a low estimate, are violent criminals, which is 55,000 violent criminals out of our communities, off our streets. And you know, every illegal immigrant that is deported is another home for an American, more Medicaid dollars for Americans, less strain on our emergency services and higher wages for all Americans. And this is something, you know, in a manufacturing heavy district like the 10th and in Macomb County, that's something we feel acutely. So we see those benefits.
What would you say sets yourself apart from your competitors, Justin?
You know, I grew up here, Paul. You know, I'm a fourth generation Macomb County resident. And, you know, as I said, Macomb County makes up about 90% of the district. And in my lifetime, I've never had a representative that is from Macomb County. You know, I have an opponent that's saying that he's running for his ethnic group, and another opponent who has never lived in this district, let alone this county. So I'm the only one who's born and raised here, and I'm running for everybody in the 10th district and Macomb County, every resident, because I know it's like to grow up here and because I'll be ready on day one. I was an attorney in private practice, as you eloquently described, and I've experienced working on the Hill in D.C., so I understand how legislation moves through committee, how the House operates, so I can begin working for the people of this great district on the very first day I'm in office.
Justin, how can people come online to find more information about you?
Yeah, they can go to justinkirk2026.com. It outlines my background, like I said, as you described, as well as the issues that I'm focused on. Events coming up, our socials. So that's the best place to get in touch.
JustinKirk2026.com. JustinKirk2026.com. Very nice meeting you. We wish you good luck, Justin.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Appreciate you giving me the time. And like I said, it's an honor to be on your show here.
Running for Congress as a Republican in the 10th District to fill the soon to be empty John James seat. As we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.